But the confirmation last name is a D as in Dr. A-R-T-Y-N-T. I'm sorry, D as in Dr. A-R-T-Y. First name is Corey, K-O-R-Y. Date of birth is April 25, 2022. Date of birth is October 24, 1980. CDCR number is A as in Apple, E as in Edward, 0717. Next referring physician is PHCF. Referring physician is CHCF. Next paragraph, chief complaint is nerve pain. Next paragraph, history present in this patient is a 42-year-old male, status post history of a thoracic myelopathy found on a thoracic spine MRI. First of a patient that had spine surgery last month, March 20th of 2023. First of a patient has T6, T7, T8, T8, T9, T10 laminectomy. There was some concern for epidural abscess. Patient tells me that he's been having a lot of pain from the surgery. Patient had pain in the surgical site. Patient also had pain in the legs and feet bilaterally. Patient continues to have urinary problems. Patient has history of chronic interstitial cystitis, and a neurogenic bladder. Patient denies any hemiparesis, hemiparesensory changes, the phobia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Patient tells me that he's currently taking gabapentin 600 milligrams at 3 times a day. Patient tells me that the gabapentin is not helping significantly. He's still having a lot of nerve pain in the feet. Spinal stenosis with mass effect on the thoracic spinal cord, thoracic myelopathy, status pose, laminectomy of the T6, T7, T8, T9, T10 level. Patient tells me that he has continued significant pain in the back and also a nerve pain in the feet bilaterally. Patient tells me that he's been taking gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times a day and that has not been effective. Patient tells me that he was in Tylenol number 3, and that was effective for the pain. Would like to go back to the Tylenol number 3 for seven-star recommendation. Explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next over, I recommend add Lyrica 75 milligrams 1-3 times a day. Come off with a nerve pain. Also, recommend patient to put back on Tylenol number 3 1-pill twice a day as needed basis. Come up for the next 1 month only. Tylenol number 3 have side effects of addiction and dependency. I recommend him only to get for 1 month. Come up for the surgical pain. To take as needed basis and not everyday basis. Next number. Explain the patient common side effects in the Lyrica. Next number. We'll continue patient on the gabapentin for now, until the Lyrica kicks in. Recommend patient to follow with me in 1 month. He can follow with me in 1 month if he's still on CHCF facility. I physically go to HCF or neurology clinic every other week, every other Friday. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient last name is Battle, B-A-T-T-L-E. First name is T-W-A-N-D-A. Next paragraph, date of birth is April 25, 2023. Next paragraph, patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in January of 2021. Patient was an aircraft carrier, Nimitz, aircraft carrier, SC. Patient tells me that it was at night. Patient was doing maintenance work on a jet. Patient tells me that she hit the top of the head onto the elevator of the jet. First up, a patient, it was a significant impact on the top of the head. First up, she had instantly loss of consciousness. First up, she fell to the ground. First up, she was out of consciousness for 5 to 10 minutes. First up, when she woke up, she was confused, disoriented, severe head pain. First up, a patient was seeing stars. First up, a patient tells me that she was bleeding from the head. First up, a patient was taken to medical evaluation. First up, a patient had staples on the head. First up, mixed group, a patient has a lot of headaches. First up, a patient is significant forgetfulness. First up, a patient is confused. First up, a patient has dizziness. First up, a patient has blurred vision. First up, a patient has headaches almost on a consistent basis. First up, a patient also has numbness on the right side. First up, a patient has numbness in the right arm and right leg. First up, a patient has poor memory. First up, a patient also has next paragraph. A patient is currently in active duty for the Navy. First up, a patient is currently working at YEOMAN. First up, a patient is in administrative work. A first up, a patient tells me that she's on a computer a lot. A first up, a patient has difficulty to work on the computer because she has significant headaches. A first up, a patient has difficulty to concentrate. First up, focus. First up, a patient forgets her task duties a lot. First up, next paragraph, there's some marks of interpretation. Next patient last name is Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-E-Z, again, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. First name is Maria, M-A-R-I-A. This is April 18, 2023. Date of birth is September 9, 2000. Next paragraph, chief complaint, loss of consciousness. Next paragraph, history present known as patient, a 22-year-old female, found a chief complaint, loss of consciousness. First up, patient tells me that she was out of she had an episode of loss of consciousness in the year 2020. I have headaches. First up, patient tells me since then she's been having a lot of headaches. First up, the headaches is described by temporal area. First up, the headache intensity is a 7 out of 10. First up, there's no nausea, there's no vomiting. First up, the nice and hemiparesis, everybody sensory changes, the posterior dysautry and dysphagia. Next number, referring physician, please go up to the top. The referring physician is Dr. Chika. Last name is Akera. Again, Akera, MD, at La Clinica in Concord. Next paragraph, past medical history, chronic headaches, and next number, past medical history, non-expert medication, non-expert allergies, normal drug allergies, social history, patient does not smoke, does not drink. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Next paragraph. It shows no evidence of her activities. It was a normal study. Next paragraph. Impressions and loss of consciousness. Like I'm back in 2020. First up, there's no recurrence since then. First up, the EEG study was performed today. First up, there's no seizure activities found. First up, I suspect patient may have a single episode. There's no recurrence since then, according to the patient. First up, impression number two, headaches. Differential diagnosis will include the migraine headaches versus tension headache. I recommend patient to take a tokamak for time in the bronchial and pH chest to come up with a headache. First up, when the patient comes up, a tokamak to include the sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First up, next number. Recommend patient to follow with me. May 15, 2023. First up, I want the patient to contact me immediately if she has any side effects to the medication. First up, this marks the end of dictation.